Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name, O Lord. We thank you, O Lord, for preserving us and bringing us again to this season of this Shabbat, of the holiday of unleavened bread.
There I will.
sing of your strength in the morning, in the morning. I will sing of your strength in the morning unto the day. I will sing of your love in the morning, in the morning. I will sing of your love as I seek you strengthen me.
To my God.
Thank you. has ever been a time when we've had to come to the realization that we can make our plans, but you order our steps. It's now, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would help us to use this time of trial, Lord, to be able to rejoice more fully in you, to be able to just let go of those things we've been holding on to finally, once and for all, release to you, O Lord, release to you, O Lord, our hopes, our ambitions, our plans, everything that we are, Lord, knowing that as we release who we are to you, O Lord, you come, O Lord, you come, O Lord, and you make us whole. Access to you except by the blood of that Pesach lamb.
He was despised and forsaken of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and like one from whom men hide their face. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely our griefs he himself bore and our sorrows he carried, yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was pierced through for our transgressions. His grave was assigned with wicked men, yet he was with a rich man in his death, because he had done no violence, nor was there any deceit in his mouth.
Oh.
For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Yeshua, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech olam Hamotzi lechem min haaretz Amen. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech olam Borei pri hagafen. Amen. Adon Yeshua. Et dvav shetivim.
scripture?
Yes.
This is from John 6, starting in verse 47. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread which comes down out of heaven so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down out of heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread also which I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. Then the Jews began to argue with one another, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? So Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourselves. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me, he also will live because of me. This is the bread which came down out of heaven, not as the fathers ate and died. He who eats this bread will live forever. These things he said in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Therefore, many of his disciples, when they heard this, said, this is a difficult statement. Who can listen to it? But Yeshua, conscious that his disciples grumbled at this, said to them, does this cause you to stumble? What then if you see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and are life.
Hallelujah. In Messiah alone, my hope.